Blog Talk Radio.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now.
It's extremely supporting of the president.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Selling a white fascist. Like they say, you're getting some of your own medicine.
You can't fool all the people all of the time, but if you fool the right one, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying, cause I'm from Sam. Got a plan, if you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our heads with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the group, it's still good for the gander, see.
I don't believe Bob Marley got me cancer. 31 years ago, I would've been a panther. They killed Huey, thought they knew he had the answer. The news that we see in the news is propaganda. Computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I said we all rush the Pentagon, pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God out of ignorance and fear. It's God made man, and why the hell would he put us here? I thought he supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-ass leadership, flip a position. They turn politician and set the hell up and follow tradition. Point your TV screen, telling lies through your vision. Every channel got the brainwash top shit to watch. Running up a nigga's crib claiming that they earned shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedy off? Big corporations, the pigs or the media. Sign of the time, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. It's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley got from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that we see in the news, propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley got from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed Huey because you knew he had the answer. The views that we see in the news, is motherfucking propaganda.
Simply because we understand
the system better than most groups to understand the system. And with this realization, we attempt to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.
Black power. Black power, power to the people. Black Ghani, free the land. Black laws for all black people. It's your brother, soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Sean Saddam Kweli. Of course, happy to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hills and smells of North America. This is a privilege. It's a joy. It's an esteemed honor. It's something I count as one of the great blessings of my life to be able to talk to you, sisters, brothers, and even some others on my revolutionary radio broadcast called Black Power Radio. You know we ain't playing. You know this is hard-hitting. You know this is uncompromising. You know this is unrelenting. You know this is unflinching. You know this is unyielding with our enemy and open oppressors and even with ourselves. So tonight won't be any different, and I hope you didn't come to this broadcast expecting us to pull no punches. The official broadcast for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under the leadership of the General Minister Hashim Nzinga, who will be on with us a little later tonight. And we bring you greetings from every member of the new Black Panther Party, all of our chapters, our National Central Committee, all of our affiliates worldwide, wherever you're listening to, all of our supporters. Salute to you. I want to tell you from the outset and from the outset before we even get started, this will probably be one of them shows that will be considered homophobic. It'll be one of them shows that will be considered gay bashing. It'll be one of them shows that'll be using some strong language. And they might even call it hateful. You know how the ADL is and the JDL is. But it's going to be spoken out of love because what we're witnessing, what I'm witnessing really around the country is some straight-up sissy-fired action. I'm going to break down what I mean when I say that. We got to talk about this in a real way as we're talking about the effeminization of the black male and the butching of the black female. Let's say it one more time for those that might have some static in the line and didn't hear what I said. The effeminization of the black male and the butching of the black female. Let me do it proper and open up in the name of the God of our forefathers and foremothers and ancestors, many different names in many different dialects. Give thanks to all of our ancestors, the original people, the builders of civilization, the mothers and fathers of civilization, the architects of this universe, the original kings and queens. We ain't talking about some old stank lady up in Europe or Britain. Give thanks to all of our inventors, all of our freedom fighters, all of our elders, all of our helpers in the struggle, those that have helped us to get this far as a people, and those who have put us on a journey to move closer towards our freedom, male and female. Give thanks for those who was in the swamps being chased by dogs, those who was thrown into ponds and rivers and eaten by alligators, those who was brought on a westerly courts, a western courts, and jumped over the rails of the ships into the mouths of sharks, drowned in the ocean. We give thanks for them. None of their lives are in vain. Thanks to those who fought on the shores of Jamestown, Virginia, those who fought in the Caribbean, those who continue to fight today. Thanks for all the Panther regiments. Thanks for the UNIA and the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, Morris Science Temple of America, Noble Drew Ali, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Nation of Islam, Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Nation of Islam, the great Minister Malcolm X, and Nation of Islam, and thankful to the Black Liberation Army, all the other Panthers, and all the freedom fighters, Deacons for Defense, and so on and so forth. Why do I mention them? I mention all of them because they all had varied positions on this topic we're going to take tonight. Some, for example, were pro-homosexuality, and they were all for it. Even some of the OG formations of the Black Panther Party later took positive pro-stances for homosexuality and lesbianism and took a stance that we all should just live and let live. And, you know, some of the others, it ain't nobody's business, and what you eat don't make me fat, and all this type of stuff. But I want to talk tonight on why it makes a difference. And this is from the position of the New Black Panther Party. You might vary, and you got a right to talk about it, which is why we're going to talk about it. The number to call tonight, 646-478-4447. What I'm telling you is there's a straight-up attack on the young black male and young black female. Black male, middle-aged, black female, middle-aged, older black male, older black female, straight up. And it ain't just us, but I'm talking particularly to us. I'm saying we're in the worst condition of any people, any culture on the face of the planet Earth. I don't care who you name. I don't care what they're going through. I don't care what they've been through. Every other culture that you think about, no matter whether they've been slaughtered, they've been gentrified, whatever the case is, they got their names, they got their language, they got their culture, they got their folkways, forays, they got their norms, they got their history. Our history as a people has been completely replaced. And then we've been given an alien culture. Some say even, which I say too, an alien God, alien spiritualities, alien religions, funny style cultures. That's what happens when you become colonized. When another culture, power, influences you or takes over the landmass and cultural values that you possess. Now, we can't honestly say in 2014 that the African values or black values that our people once held, which put us on top of civilization and which allowed us to do great things like Kush and like Kemet and like Nubia and other areas all around Africa, all around Europe, all around China, all around India, I mean, anywhere you can name the early Americas, you can't tell me that the values that our people had at that time are the same values that we have today. You can't tell me that the way majority of society is maneuvering in America and gearing itself up but some freakishness and some licentiousness and some homosexual behavior and some lesbian behavior and some transgender behavior, you can't tell me that's how it was rolling in the beginning. Now, I know some of you going to flip it and you going to contend. You going to say, yeah, that was there in the beginning. I know you're going to say that. I know you're going to take the revisionist history and the revisionist line and the mixed up paintings. I know you're going to do that. But you can't tell me that we were not in the order of the divine supreme being and supreme beings in the divine universe that we were created in. Everything in this universe is born to give life and to procreate with one another. Once again, opposites attract, like repels. We talk. Everything here in nature that hasn't been tampered with, I might add, deals with its own to replenish itself, revitalize itself, to spread its lineage, its heritage. I don't care if it's the lowest form of animal to the highest beings, which is supposed to be us. But in 2014 now, we see a scene of African or black men dressing in drag. And you dressed up like a woman. And the black woman now wearing more pants and tugging the pants and showing the boxes more so, even if you want to make something out of that, even of the black man. Got more Timberlands on than the black man. More combat boots on than the black man. They're cut lower nowadays than the black man. Black men with all kind of earrings in your ear. Not just one, not even just two. I'm talking about three and four earrings going up your damn earlobe. Black women looking hard as hell, hard as trees, hard as rocks, talking tough, being tough. Some packing gas, huh? Taking the place of the black man. The new tool of white supremacy and the new image for cooning and buffooning. Even saw some fool, heard about it. I didn't look at the video, and I never look at the video. Some old rapper supposed to be a quote-unquote first outed gay rapper, and he got a song called Boy P. And when I say P, you understand what I mean. Some old sissy rapper being promoted, from what I hear, by another sissy named Lil Wayne, the Birdman, that Cash Money clique, homosexual troop. Sign him on, put him on. Shoot Nicki Minaj out there. She comes out there from out of the East Coast, out of New York. I think the Bronx, I believe it is. Could be wrong. He come out promoting lesbianism or bisexuality. She has her gimmick for her rap career. And later her movie career, she's signing women's breasts, putting her name all on the breast and kissing women all in the mouth, calling herself a Barbie, new age Barbie doll. At that time, dressing up and blonde wigs and all kind of stuff, promoting the image of white supremacy. Now, anytime in America, I got to just say this in the opening, anytime in America that we are presented with a strong image of a black man and a strong image of a black woman, and a strong black family, that means black man, black woman, black children, black unit, or however you do it. If you counterbalance with this black man in a dress, or what some are trying to say is a kilt, others trying to say some type of African traditional garb. Now, I got to talk about that, and we got to talk about that, because I understand that in some African traditions, there are certain outfits look like dresses, or look, you know, what would be considered in the West feminine. But I'm here to tell you this, that when I seen, for example, the brother Mos Def in his, he had his wrist bent like a girl, like a woman. Seeing Omar Epps with his. He's sitting like a little woman, like a little feminine thing, like a little sweet thing. So that same spirit, that same masculine warrior spirit that some of them brothers, you know, that them brothers over there have when they go through their manhood training or their manhood initiations, didn't see that in Mos Def at that in that particular instance. I didn't see that in Omar Epps. I'm not seeing that. in these NBA ballers and basketball players with all this extra tight skinny jeans, extra tight shirt, extra tight chain, man purse, man bag type deal. I ain't seeing all that. I'm seeing them propagate homosexuality. And you already know, like I said, in colonization, the culture that is colonized or taken over, it takes on the traits or the attributes of those that are on top of it, that have dominated it. Well, let's look at it then. If we've been dominated and have been dominated as a culture in America and really throughout the world by the Caucasian people and their culture, then let's look at what their culture is. I'm here to tell you that by nature, the Caucasian white man is a homosexual. It tells you by nature, the Caucasian white woman is a lesbian. That's what I said. By nature, they are natural homosexuals, natural lesbians. They the ones had you running around on nude beaches, licking on each other and tricking on each other. They the ones that when you get off into Hollywood or certain levels of Hollywood, get up to the top on the megastar level, have you laid on the couch with Quincy Jones. Have you laid up there with Will Smith. Have you laid up there with Oprah Winfrey out here, Beyonce out here, allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly to all of that. But as reported by some, they the ones that in order to get initiated into their order and to get certain kinds of monies, millions and billions of dollars, you got to lay up and do freakish things with their sons, freakish things with their daughters, not to mention lay in coffins and caskets and do crazy stuff all in the cemeteries. That's their culture. We look at Europe. We look at the early Europe. We look at early England. It was all in England. All in Europe. All in their paintings. You call it Greek mythology and Greek history and all this Germanic talk and all of this that you shove down the throats of black and African people. What happened in your history? In your history throughout Europe, the men were sleeping with the men and the women were sleeping with the women. So much so that the women begin to get jealous because the white man would prefer another white man. And the white woman would cleave to another white woman. So once our people were enslaved, brought through the transatlantic slave trade, it was no wonder that white woman, that white freak, that white Greek, no wonder she couldn't resist that black man. She had never seen nothing like that in her life. And she raped him like they raped the black woman, like the white man raped the black woman. That's, yes, it happened. It happened. The black man was raped by the white woman, like the white man raped the black woman in the fields. Now, past 400 years, as we're talking about in the media today, post-traumatic slave disorder, and you're talking about all these disorders that happen when you've been in a combat situation or a severe traumatic situation. The effects of slavery, the effects of rape, the effects of brutality, the effects of homosexuality and lesbianism have been passed down to our people in 2014. So much so now to where most of you think it's a natural thing. I'm here to say it's a chemical imbalance and a neurological imbalance. Your chemicals are off, your neurons are off, and your environment is off. You're not a natural homosexual. You're not a natural lesbian. You ain't damn sure ain't natural transgender. His mother's running around talking about, I'm confused. I don't know what I am. I don't know. Sister's running around talking about, I was born a man my whole life. My whole life I felt like I should have a penis. You're crazy as hell. You're colonized people. Dressing in drag. Taking the images of the white man and white woman and making it your own. A Negro who, instead of standing up to racism, instead of standing up to white supremacy, you just want to be a stereotype. You just want to be a cultural integrationist. So whichever way the wind blow. So today, if the man or woman on top promotes homosexuality, you pro-homosexuality. Let's give everybody a chance. It's the American thing to do. That's anti-African. And I'm also willing to say it's counter-revolutionary. Now, I know some of you is mad, and you can't wait to call in on it. I know some of you disagree with that because you laid up right now with your girlfriend. The song, he's saying, my girl got a girlfriend. And for some of you, your man and your boy got a boyfriend. Brothers coming up out of the penitentiary on the down low. Hitting all kind of punks and faggots behind the bars, then coming home to your woman. Passing all kind of disease, syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, HIV, and all kind of stuff to your woman after you've been pumping these sissies behind closed doors and behind the penitentiary bars. Women up in the same condition. Looking all kind of rug and doing all kind of stuff with other females. Talking about you got a toy and you got a dildo and you got this. It ain't the damn same. But you've been made to think it's the same. Because Willie Lynch told you that he would replace your black man. And that he would replace your black woman. That he would make us separate one from the other. Through differences, and one way to do it is through homosexuality. It is no mistake that Hollywood is promoting this homosexual agenda. It's no mistake that television is promoting this homosexual agenda. It's no mistake that the radio and the music and this culture is promoting this homosexual agenda because we're being castrated. You were physically castrated during slavery time. Now we're being mentally castrated, and ain't nobody safe. It's called a serial castration, a serial self-castration that is being made comfortable for many modern black men and black women who now say they can't find a good man. They can't find a good woman. There's no good man, and there's no good woman. Damn shame. So that means everybody's bad. Everybody black. There's no such thing in our people as they're trying to say as a good black man. No such thing they're trying to say as a good black woman. There's no choice anymore because now everybody's gay. Everybody's lesbian and everybody's transgender. It's crazy as hell. That's the signs of a defeated people. Who are defeated in the mind, who refuse to take charge of their lives and take charge of their own responsibility in relationship. You sit down and talk about how you can figure out how to be gay and be lesbian and do all this craziness. What happened to straight pride? What happened to Claire and Rudy Huxtable and Heathcliff Huxtable? What happened to that image? Where it was a black man with a black woman and a black family and they were raising each other. Or if you're in the African polygamy, if you raising each other, what happened to that image of the strong black man and the strong black woman? How have we become so comfortable that people like President Barack Hussein Obama can swear in on a Bible? That they say is a historical Bible, but at the same time open up a lane for all kind of homosexuality and all kind of licentious behavior. Just open up all kind of lanes. They say he homosexual himself. out of Chicago. I don't know if it's true or not. That's what they say. Said at one point he had all kind of lovers, and maybe even she had all kind of lovers, talking about Michelle Obama. I don't know if it's true. I ain't slandering. Just talking about what was said. I'm saying the lane has been open for that and for them. It's been open, and they have now more rights in America and really throughout the world than what the average black man and black woman, straight heterosexual black man and black woman have in America. You can thank President Obama and the administration for that. Give them a thanks. If you voted for that and you went for that change that you can believe in, give them a thanks for that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself with your vote for that. Here on the cover of Newsweek magazine with a homosexual halo over his head. He didn't say take that down. He didn't say stop that, stop press, cancel that, cancel Christmas, cancel Ramadan, cancel Kwanzaa. He didn't say none of that. He let that go right to press. Why? Because he leans for that. He's got a leaning to that. We'll talk about that in depth a whole other day. But he got a leaning to it. Open up all kind of lanes for them. But you, the black man and black woman, who seeks self-determination, you still, when we still here fighting and struggling to stop people like Eric Garner from being choked out by the NYPD on the ground. We still here trying to work for Devin Thomas, who was just videotaping the police in the line of duty, trying to stop young brothers like him from being abused and beat over the head and tased. But the homosexual community, the lesbian community, they said they got their agenda together. They presented President Obama with an agenda, and he did it. Well, hell, we've been here for over 400 years. How much more agenda do we need to present? You've had Robert Williams and the Deacons for Defense. I told you. You had the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. You had Queen Mother Moore. You had Shirley Chisholm. I mean, who else do I need to name? Black Panthers, Nation of Islam, Republic of New Africa, so on and so forth, this one and that one, just the average class working black man and black woman. We done had all kind of people with an agenda for black people that we can go forward if backed by some real power and some real state and some real authority. But there's no address to that. In fact, the U.S. walked out of the reparations conference. The representatives walked out. Wouldn't even entertain the idea of reparation. Wouldn't even entertain the idea of repairing the black man and black woman to our original state. Why? Because they're into that. There's freakish and licentious behavior that goes on in the White House. And I ain't talking about with no mistress like Monica Lewinsky and that. I'm talking about male on male and female on female. And let the record reflect, Hillary Clinton, one of the biggest lesbians you'll ever see out there in Washington, D.C. Just a big, butch, dyke lesbian. You'll see. And it's others. You'll see. You'll see why it's wide open and why it's being rammed down our throats, why the music is saying, my girl has a girlfriend. And my boy has a boyfriend. You'll see why it's rammed down your throats and why instead of protecting his house in 2014 and his home with his life if need be, these old weak, sissified, effeminate men in 2014 will hide behind their women. Used to hear Dr. Khalid Muhammad all the time talk about when the bill collector came to the door, and the black man would say, honey, go answer the door. And the woman would go to the door pissed off and angry because her man was such a sissy. She said, a nigga say he ain't here. Black man hiding behind his female in 2014. Scared to step out. She roared like a lion. You hide like a little punk and like a little faggot. Scared to roar. Scared to be like Mustafa in the Lion King and exercise your roar. You scared. You just got a little whimper out there. Offering, you let her offer herself up to be degraded like garbage in the latest music video, in the latest lyrics. He offering himself to the highest bidder. do anything they want to do to him. Grown folks giving props to Tyler Perry. Just loving all kind of Tyler Perry, all his movies, all his plays. He dressed up like Madea, and you just clapping. You just, he's so funny. Just all kind of props to Tyler Perry. Knowing he's a sissy. Knowing that he has said himself that he was touched and all kind of stuff happened to him that made him the way that he is. And that's something that is another thing that has to be addressed. The molestation that's happening to men and women, which is affecting our people, is something that is unnatural to our people. At the same time, still must be addressed in a stern way in our community. If you punks out there touching these young boys and touching these young girls, you deserve your hands and your head chopped off. You see these videos on Facebook. They overseas for different reasons at times. Just chopping heads off, chopping arms off. Sometimes justified, sometimes I'm going to say unjustified. I can imagine. But in a strong world with some strong law, when you touch these babies and you touch these teenagers and you rape a woman or even rape a man, and some will say that's not possible. Strong law says you execute it. If there was enough executed in America who did that kind of molestation would stop. Tyler Perry deserves no props for presenting an effeminate image of the black man to the world. Martin Lawrence deserves no props for presenting an effeminate image of the black man to the world. Jamie Foxx deserves no props for presenting that effeminate image of the black man to the world. Kevin Hart, no props. None of them props. Wanda Sykes, no props. None of them get props. And anybody else you can think of, you don't get no props for destroying the black man and black woman's image in America to the world. Dave Chappelle said he almost went crazy when they came at him with a dress. Man had to fly and go to Africa, went to South Africa. Went to South Africa just to get some solace and some peace of mind. Quit his whole show, making all kinds of money on his Dave Chappelle show, his Chappelle show. Went to South Africa, left all that behind because they were trying to make him do some freakish things to go to the next level. Breaking him down. Tupac told you Quincy Jones of posting and asking to have anal sex with him. He said it before the world. Said Quincy Jones approached him. You know the story of Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson sitting on the knee of Quincy Jones and all these people, LL Cool J, who look like a wax figure today, sitting on the knees and rubbed up with Quincy Jones. These are rituals that these people go through that they were taught by the white folks and the crackers on top. The effeminization of the black man and the butchering of the black woman. You could thank Willie Lynch for that. You could thank Willie Lynch for that, but it's time to take some charge of it. 646-478-4447. And get your calls in here. It's time to take charge of it. I'm sick of it. Our sons, our daughters have to grow up in a world where the lesbian image and the homosexual image is shoved down their throats to where they don't even know if it's right or wrong unless they hear from their mothers or fathers. And some of their mothers or fathers is on the down low creeping, got a girlfriend, got a boyfriend, and doing all kind of crazy stuff in the next world. All these reality shows with two women raising a daughter, two men raising a daughter, two men raising a son. Two women raising sons. And it's black. And you don't know how to respond. We don't know how to respond. We just take it. It's okay. It's cool. It's 2014. It's the end thing. See, y'all are messed up with this politically incorrect stuff. When a half of y'all mad at me because I done said faggot, I done said sissy, I done said all kind of stuff. And they say, he's not speaking. in political correct terms. I don't give a damn how you feel about it. And African feminism and all of that, I don't care nothing about that. It's anti-African, anti-black. Call me homophobic if you want to, but you heterophobic. You against the straight black man and straight black woman. You against us. The Maafa still fresh in our psyche. Hard to get it together. Hard to come up off of this welfare mentality. Hard to renew our spirits. Renew the tax on the black male and female relationships. And as soon as the two split and the house becomes divided, the adolescent black boys are taught how to be a man by women who sometimes hate their fathers and who are unsure of their own needs and self-knowledge as a woman. Same thing with the man. Unsure of his own needs, unsure of his own manhood. Busy selling wolf tickets. She's selling wolf tickets, he's selling wolf tickets. Now it's called old-fashioned. Now you fear being called old-fashioned or outdated. You fear being behind times if you ain't with doing something freaky to some female sister or some, or letting some man pound you from the back, black man. You feel like you outdated. And this is harming your emotional health, it's harming your mental health, and it's sexual misidentification, sexual maladaptation, and it's oppression. Strong warrior types, male and female, have always been a threat to the system of white supremacy, including some of our own, who rather embrace that cow-toeing, boot-licking, buck-dancing image that go along to get along Negro instead of being a strong new Black Panther, a strong black man or black woman. Let me go to the phone lines. I know I gotta bring our chairman in, but this is a serious, serious, serious topic. It's a serious topic that you cannot take lightly in this hour. You can't take lightly. Let me bring a few calls in here. We're going to keep it moving. I ain't letting up off on it. First call, area code 718221. Your area code 718221. Black Power Radio. Your thoughts on the effeminization of the black male and the butching of the black female. Talk to me. Black Power.
Black Power, all power to the people. This is our brother Elijah out of New York chapter. And sir, you know, you just took all the words out of my mouth, sir. You didn't say the whole thing. But I want to say one thing on, is that we must not leave out also about pedophilia. You know, pedophilia dealing with our children, that has a lot to do with it also. Homosexuality, lesbian, and all that stuff, pedophilia is all up into that. And so a lot of times we want to look at a man because he messed with a child as there's someone separating it from homosexuality. But that's the same thing. Because these pedophiles, is a lot of them, they mess around with these little boys, and the women doing the same thing to the little boys, and the man is doing the same thing to the little girls, and the women is doing the same thing to the little girls. So all that is wrapped up in the same thing. We must not also forget that a lot of things happened to our ancestors during slavery that they don't talk about. Not only was the white woman raping the black man, and not only was the white man raping the black woman, but also the white man and the white woman were molesting our great-great-grandmamas and great-great-grandfathers when they was little children. That's how all this stuff got tangled up in us. It's through these different actions that was placed upon our people. And so what I'm saying is that, you know, we got to definitely talk about the pedophilia because we know for a fact, and I don't want to go to no, you know, really talk about the rape, but I have to tell the way it is. I had to deal with, you know, the new Black Panther Party, we had to deal with some of these Indians, East Indians that come down here and open these stores and stuff. We had one down here on Harriet Tubman Boulevard and also Malcolm X, and where he used to catch the sisters coming from the high school and, and draw them in, you know, lure them in with money and have sexual intercourse with them. And so these are underage girls. And so we went down there and had a rally, and I let them know that if I find out, and the new Black Panther Party find out, you know what I mean, that you've been messing with these children, you're going to get your ass whooped, and we're going to run you up on out of here. And I said the same to him. Excuse me, sir?
I said, no, that's to say the least. Get your ass whipped. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And then I said to the Arabs, because the Arabs, these fake Arabs up in these stores and stuff, they have a lot of, they have a habit of messing with these young Black girls also. And so this is something that we really hard on down here in New York, in the New York chapter. We are not going for none of this. And I let the sisters and the little brothers know that when we patrol the streets every Saturday, we let them know that if you have any one of these pedophiles that come up to you and try to get funny with you or whatever, just let us know. Call them, and we will go ahead and deal with that situation immediately. Because we're not going for it at all. I'm not waiting.
That's good, man. That's good. That's what we need. I mean, it goes without saying that pedophilia and the pedophiles in our community, that's off limits. We don't have no tolerance for any pedophilia or pedophiles. I told y'all we had Operation Point Them Out, and we intend in the New Black Panther Party to drive those types out of our community and anywhere where our people are. And I mean, I don't believe in relying on no state to have some kind of registry, some kind of sexual offender registry, and they just go, you know, occasionally tell you where the hell the address is. Hell no. I mean, make they life a living hell, wherever they is, touching them babies and doing the kind of things that they do. See, that's what I'm saying. Like the Black Power movement, Brother Elijah, I think has been soft.
Yes, sir.
I think the Black Power movement has been soft, and we've been scared. I'm talking in general, scared to put hands on people and scared to remove people in self-defense, and that's a problem. That's really a problem. But if it was in any other culture, and even in African cultures, you watch them videos, brother. They
exactly
show you how they deal with them pedophiles. They show you how they deal with them rapists. They show you how they deal with them people that molest babies and stuff. And they not playing over there.
They ain't playing.
We get over here, and because these white folks got the dominant culture, we make it acceptable, and it's not acceptable.
Yeah, and you know something else, sir? That's what the United States government and Barack and all of them and Hillary is putting pressure on countries over in Africa like Uganda to accept homosexuality. And when they don't accept it, then they go ahead and put sanctions up against them. I mean, these crackers are crazy with this. And I wanted to say one more thing, because I know there's other people that want to... you was talking about Hollywood, sir. That is true. I lived 21 years in L.A., and I could have been a movie star just like Ice Cube and all the rest of them. But I chose not to go because I know how Hollywood was. Even though I live on the west side of L.A., I never did a venture off into Hollywood too much because I knew in order for me to get way up there in Hollywood that I would have to go ahead and deal with them, faggot-ass, fake-ass Khazars, which they call themselves Jews, you know what I mean? I would have to go ahead and deal with that, and I wasn't willing to sacrifice that because my revolution and me as being a Black man, I'm not going to bow down to none of that. Every time they see me, every time a Black woman see me, every time anyone see me, they're going to see the 100% Black man all the way. And so, therefore, that's the reason why I didn't become a movie star or nothing like that, sir. But, yeah, it is all up in there, sir. And the only way that you'll be able to, the only way you'll be able to move to echelon, yeah, the only way you be able to move up is that the farther you move up, like Will Smith and all of them, that's the reason why they can go ahead. Will Smith is up there with, Tom Cruise and what's some of them other ones, some of them big stars, them white boys and stuff. He's way up there with them because he had to go through the initiation. And that's what it's all about. Hollywood is about drugs, homosexuality, and satanic worship. If you're not into that, then therefore you ain't going to escalate up in Hollywood. So, sir, there's a lot more I can talk about. But I'm going to go ahead and give the rest of the brothers and sisters time to go ahead and talk. But, sir, this is the subject that we always talk about. And I tell you, I wish we would catch one of these so-called homosexual pedophiles fucking with these children. Because I'm telling you, we're going to tear that ass up. And that's a matter of fact.
I mean, you
we
in New York,
patrol,
you, you, got, I mean, you got plenty of homosexuals in New York. I mean,
who
pedophiles
telling?
And all that type of shit.
I'm tired of it.
I mean, you got a big old field. You better be lucky Quincy Jones is making shit on his knee for your Hollywood.
Yeah, who you telling, sir? You ain't lying. I'm telling you. And when they say, "Well, we on this, sir. We not playing." I'm telling you, because you know who talks about this a lot. That's real good on it, brother. Dr. Umar Johnson out of Philly. Oh man,
yes, sir.
The feminization of the black boy and all that stuff. I'm talking about this brother goes into the cycle with it and everything. And I'm telling you, we noticed that just like you said, sir. It's in them. It breeds in them. It goes all the way back, man, when they was in the Caucasus Mountain. It was back then.
That's
season.
Right.
All the seasons that they didn't have no women. They had nothing but little teenage
right.
boys and their palaces and things of that sort. So we know that's in them. Just like you said, you were right on top. They are by nature homosexuals. All right?
Natural
they are by
homosexual.
Nature lesbians, you know? That's something. And they want to go ahead and turn us out because we're a true black man and true originator on this earth. And that's not in us. That's something that they into. You know what I mean? They into that. Sir, you ain't said nothing yet. Hold up. You want to really talk? They often dealing with the animals. We messing around with them. We wonder why we got all these diseases. Why? Because these white folks, male and female, have sex with animals like it's 90 going north, 95 going north. And so,
right.
therefore,
that's
we getting up with them, and we wonder why we got all diseases. The same way they killed off the Indians. Through smallpox, they killing us off through all these type of veterinary diseases because we mess with them. They mess with animals, then we mess with them, and we catch the same thing. So this thing is so deep,
real
sir. It's pathetic. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it right there and let someone else get on. And I just want to say, sir, we had a great weekend. We went up there to our 204 Bay Street, raised righteousness, raised revolutionary up there. Then from there, we marched down to the police department and gave him hell down there. And call them out and say, come on, say, we try to be at peace with y'all. Y'all don't want to be at peace with our people. You want to kill us. So now we're going to whip your ass. So just come forward because we ain't playing. And
that's
so after
up,
that,
man.
We left from there. Huh? And so we had a good time.
Appreciate you making that stand for Brother Eric Garden. I'm going to tell you, ain't going to be no peace with the police, man. You can forget that.
Hey, you might
that's
right.
You might as well work on. So making some of them defect and come to your side, but ain't no peace with the pig. You can forget it.
That's
so,
right.
Appreciate you making that stand for Eric Garner. Keep the pressure on, man, and salute there in New York. Appreciate
it. Yes, sir. I will, sir. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. Brother Elijah out of New York City. Next call here, number 678-670-678-670. You're on live on Black Power Radio. It is the effeminization of the black male and the butchering of the black female. Is it true? Is it false? What you think? Am I imagining things? What's happening?
Black power.
Black power.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, sir.
I just want to say this. Those of our people that try to use our culture to hide their dirty practices is absolutely an abomination. We got to get back to the basis, the cultural understanding at the period of that particular dispensation in our history. Those different clothes and cloths meant a totally different thing. What you see on the brothers and sisters in ancient Kemet, I heard Dr. Weston Muhammad speak on that, because you got a lot of those so-called conscious Negroes running around preaching this homosexuality. Do anything up under the sun to get with the white woman. So we must insulate ourselves with those of like minds, because this is absolutely an abomination. Homosexuality mm-hmm. running rampant. I think it's a direct link to the image of the black man. Eric, the brother who got choked out by the police, they showing that the black man is defenseless. He can't do nothing. Negroes, all they're going to do is record it. They ain't going to do nothing. So when they send it out to the world, they say, you know, the black man is for the picking. We can go to Africa. We can go to the Negroes in America. We can take over because the Negroes ain't going to do nothing. All they're going to do is talk about it. So it's a direct link to our image and our defense. The first defense you have is your image, your reputation. That's why it's called propaganda. You control the information about yourself. This, you know, I call this station the Black Power Propaganda Machine. The white man has his, and I don't call Hillary. I call it Billary. or whatever. And see, I remember after they assassinated Muammar Gaddafi, they definitely had to get rid of that brother. They, she went over there to the African Union and told them, well, you know, he'd been in power too long. She over there pushing the homosexuality, distorting our culture, and messing with our people's minds. Because we are very sick people, even in Africa. They were colonized over there, and we was enslaved over here. It is two different cracks doing the same job.
That's
so,
right.
You know, we got to get
right.
that to the basis. You know, this is complete nonsense. And I think, I put it like this. These conscious Negroes, well, I'm going to put it like this, aware Negroes. You know everything under the sun about the crack is doing to you, but you're practicing a white man's culture, the homosexuality. I don't want to call the brother's name out or whatever, because I don't want to get into that whole Negro debate syndrome. But some of the teaching that's coming out this conscious, so-called conscious movement propagates homosexuality. It's okay
so
to be with
You talking about Booker T. Coleman?
Sir?
You talking about Booker T. Coleman?
No, I'm not talking about that brother. I know that brother personally.
Okay, who are you talking about, man? Don't be scared to say no names. Who's propagating it?
I'm talking about Malachi Z. York. I respect the brother.
Myself.
I heard some of his things in his teachings. I don't. How can you trust a man to change his identity every 10 to 5 years? Some of the things in his latter teachings kind of promoted the homosexual agenda, and some of the guys that broke off from this particular movement separated, and they formulated their own ideals and conception based off what he was teaching at that particular time.
Because
I had a brother tell me personally, he went down there to Athens, Georgia, when they had the whole compound Eatonton, Georgia. I'm going to leave it like that, brother, but, you know, we got to get that to the basis. We got to follow these principles of our ancient ancestors.
That stuff, let me say, that stuff was crazy, man. All of us can respect what, Malachi Z. York brought in terms of knowledge and all of that, the people that he raised, but that stuff was crazy. And at the end of the day, we have ties with the Nubian nation over the years, but y'all still have to answer to the fact as to what happened, what made Dr. Malachi Z. York admit to touching them babies. Ain't nobody talking about that. I don't care about no ties. What made if he did it, say he did it. If he didn't do it, he was under duress. Prove he was under duress, and prove it was fraudulent. We gotta have that kind of discussion. Because Malachi Z. York, Dr. Malachi Z. York, said he did it. Signed
at least
one of his names. Right. So that got to be answered for. And I ain't got no respect for that man around touching them babies. And the flip side is, brother, that some of them sisters in there was offering them babies to Malachi Z. York with that shit.
Man, I heard all types of crazy stuff. They say if you get with him, he got a holy seed, all type of craziness and stuff. Yeah, I'm saying I really can't understand. How can you trust a man that changes identity every 5 to 10 years? One minute he's Assalamu Alaikum, one minute he's, you know, Shalom Aleikum, one minute he's Hotep. You don't know what this man is thinking at the time. And they did. So, I respect what he did in the early beginnings. We got to be unapologetically African, like Dr. Umar always says. We got to be unapologetically African. You can't let no other man tell you who and what you are. And it's humanism talk. I am sick and tired of these so-called revolutionary Negroes talking about it's about the broader humanity. It's not that it's about black people. Your problems ain't big. How the hell you look like trying to fix another people's problem and your problems ain't fixed? This is absolutely insane. We have gone off the deep end trying to follow this cracker. That's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the white man is the devil. And you shouldn't expect anything else but devilishment from a devil. So when he put that in your head that the white man was the devil, you shouldn't expect anything of righteousness coming from the white man. And you should only
Straight
look
up.
Towards your own for anything that you need. And I'm going to leave it like that. Black power.
Black power. And, hey, that's our stance against Chairman Bobby Seale on that humanism. We love him for his sacrifice, too. But you done gone far as hell off that that humanism, everybody's all the same, and it's all power to all the people, and your people, black people at the bottom. Hey, brother, black power, appreciate you. Man, that's real talk. Y'all scared to talk about that. Hey, what I do want to say, family, is, you know, if you know Booker T. Coleman personally, I'm going to tell you to tell him to get away from that white woman. I forget her name. If you're still on with me, then you can holler at me. But tell him to get away from that white woman and stop letting her claim African ancestors and all that type of stuff. Get in his ear. That's crazy as hell. Booker T. Yeah. Booker T. Coleman, man. Parading this white girl around. Yes, sir.
He's homosexual.
Parading the white
woman.
Huh?
Because I talked to the brother. He seemed like he talked, you know, the real conscious brother, but I kind of know that he is, I won't say kind of feminine in his behavior, not necessarily a militant.
Man, I'm tiptoeing through the tunnels, man. Tell that, brother, because I don't have a contact with him, but if somebody gives it to me, I'm going to talk to him because he's a respected warrior. He's all on Hidden Colors, all on this black power, talking about this uprising, but that's a real thing right now. You black power brothers banging these white women, and you cannot be black power, you know what I'm saying, banging these white women. I don't mean banging on the beast. I mean banging the beast. Go ahead, brother.
It's directly to the humanism. We think everybody's the same. We want to be with the white woman any chance we can have it. And then I heard Dr. Umar say this. We only get the cute ones. We get any white woman we can find. The whole white trailer trash. We get the leftovers that the white man didn't want.
They all damn ugly to me, brother.
Well, they all
take it hard line. I ain't never seen a cute one. How about that?
But it ain't nothing like the black woman, brother. I'm going to leave it like that, brother. It ain't nothing like the black woman. You're going to go back to the black woman anyway. You know them white women can't cook. You're going to go right back to your black mama and say, Mama, what you cooking? Because you know that white bitch can't cook. Excuse my language.
There you go. There you go. Now we talking strong. Yeah, get at the brother, man, and you know, just if you can put him in touch with me, because I want to holler at him straight up, man to man. Why are you parading this white woman around? All these, it's all over the place. The pictures is all over the place. Pictures, video, everything is all over the place.
Thank you. Some of them dropping stuff. I can't imagine this brother, you know, walking around with a slave master's daughter.
Well, you got to check it out. It's others that know what I'm talking about. They're calling and bear witness, but I'm just telling you, check it out. You know, I think it's all over the internet, Facebook, and everything. Parading this white woman, and she's claiming an African name and African ancestors.
Oh,
she's doing all this. Yeah. So,
we whores for other people's cultures. As soon as we get a little knowledge, we want to give it to everybody. I heard some old no good cracker talking about brother J Electronic and Lord Jamar talking about rappers for everybody. You don't see no Jews
right.
Spread a Hanukkah. They wish you would try something. They'll call
right.
You an anti-Semite before you know it. They'll send your ass in court before you know it. They'll send an IRS.
Right.
They like gangsters.
Right.
You can't trust these types of niggas. I don't trust them.
He got to let go of that white woman, Electronica. I'm just telling you, man. If we're going to talk. Jay Electronica got to let go of that white woman, Keith Rothschild.
He's working.
I'm just keeping it one. All right.
These brothers know college is tough. They got the true and living God. They know what's up. But we can't necessarily throw them out. You can't, the old saying, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Some of these brothers
I ain't throwing him out. I ain't throwing him out. I'm just talking principle. I'm saying, brother. I'm trying to tell you, man. Just check it out. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's good news because we got to be strong. Hey, man, the man running around with Kate Rothschild. She left her husband for him.
Rothschild,
after
when I see that, brother, I said, how the hell did he get in contact with one of these crackers?
I'm trying to tell you. But you got to check it out. You got to check it out for yourself. I'm just trying to tell you, man.
I got hope in the brother, though, because we got Dr. Wesley working with him.
I got hope in him, too. I got hope in him, too. I got hope in others. It ain't like people are unredeemable.
We
ain't none of us.
That, so we ain't going to let that go.
Ain't none of us blaming, but I'm just saying on the line. I'm just saying, especially you know, for the fruit of Islam, don't rock that fruit of Islam with no white girl on your arm. You know, don't do that. Be strong. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, sacrifice for that sun, moon, and stars. Others sacrifice for that sun, moon, and stars, not to be walking around with the devil on their arm. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad, sacrifice for that sun, moon, and stars.
Oh,
not to be walking
around with
the devil on
their arm. Unapologetically 100% black man, but these conscious Negroes spreading this crazy teaching, I can't understand none of it. I don't understand none of this stuff going around. You talking about some space, like down Elijah Muhammad talking about the people on Mars. You don't see us going over the moon about that. I heard Dr. Collar talk about that. He said, I don't give a damn about no pyramid on Mars. It ain't going to save me from
that's
the money,
right,
man. So why the hell we have two, 3-4 hours debates about what may and may not be? To hell.
That's right.
It's no good to know everything the crack is doing if you ain't going to do nothing to counteract that. And we can't have these open discussions when we have white folks in our meetings. I don't understand that for the life of me. Malcolm X conferences. We got a whole bunch of left, what they call leftist crackers running around. Talking about,
that's right.
What are they doing there? This don't got nothing to do with them. We can understand.
Right.
We can ally with them from time to time on certain issues. But like you and I,
right,
ACL, Marcus Garvey, he had a white lawyer. It is all a strategy and tactics. We got to be more military-minded. We got to be unapologetically African, unapologetically black.
Yes,
we can't give a damn about what the white man said or his white bitch. Also, we got to talk a little strong like that. We got to bring that talk back because a lot of us don't got real soft with this humanism talk. That humanism talk is important. I can't stand it.
I feel you.
I don't like none of them. I'm telling you because I don't like none of them. Because I'm coming from the, like them Arabs over there in the East. They'll chop your goddamn head off if they find out you messing with one of their daughters.
You know it.
He said you remember when he was over there and they found out, you know, about the guy that raped a Muslim sister. And they said, he said you should have seen their face. He said they couldn't wait. And when they chopped that man head off, he said, Allahu Akbar.
Exactly. That's right. They mean that. And they feel the same way about homosexuality and lesbianism and everything. You know what I'm saying?
And I say we got to have some, when we get them revolutionary tribunals, we need have some revolutionary public execution because we got to send some examples. Al Sharpton, I can't stand that nigga. Jesse, old Nancy Jesse. I'm so sick and tired of these Negroes. Why can't these old-ass niggas sit down somewhere?
Tell
these Negroes to sit down. And first of all, the only way we're going to fix this Negro leadership is we got to kill them or get rid of them. We ain't ready for
that.
I already know these conscious Negroes, water, you say some simple shit. Water is wet. Well, you know, the molecules and the atoms, you break it down, it's like dried ice. It's stupid. It's unnecessary, irrelevant. It's irrelevant. What the hell that got to do with our current needs? That's why, I encourage everybody to listen to Dr. Umar Dulla Johnson. He does a whole synopsis on the Negro's syndrome.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get off my soapbox, brother, but I can't stand to hear there's some humanism. I can't stand to hear that. That gets on my last nerve.
I know it.
I was born to get a white man here. I don't give a damn about no cracker. I don't like no white folks. I don't like no Negroes. You can't trust a Negro because they bound to turn on you. Conscious Negroes, stay away from it. They confusing our people. Don't give them
props.
Don't give them no shout outs. To hell with these niggas. We gonna get
appreciate
to a
that, black man.
But, man, black power, brother. Yeah. Black power.
That's right. Now, I know you fired up, but Black Power, I would let you roll. We just got to get some more calls in here. But, hey, stay strong. Hold to the principle, Black man. We're going to be all right. Black Power.
Black Power.
What I'm talking about. And I love his spirit. I just got to get you other callers in here. Next caller, area code 754-368. 754-3680 on live, Black Power Radio, talking about the effeminization of the black male and the butching of the black female. Is it real? Is it imagined? What can we do about it? Should we stop it? Should we let it go? What you think? Black Power.
Hello?
Go ahead. You on?
Black Power. Can you hear
Black
me?
Black Power. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Black Power. Yeah, you don't know. Respect. This is going on. It's well needed. The Batman, the homosexual agenda that they're pushing down our throat, it has to go. And I'm wondering when or what we're going to do about it, you know what I mean? Because it's so much of these scary-ass Negroes, too much of them, you understand? I just want to know what we're going to do, what can we do about it to eradicate this epidemic, this fuckery. Sorry about it. You know, it's just so, it's too much. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And our people are
mm-hmm.
just too weak. It's too weak, and it's not enough of us, and it's we spread out. It's a lot of us, but not enough in one place here and there. You understand? A lot
mm-hmm.
of our people is too weak. You know, it's just sick my stomach to see our people like this. And
mm-hmm.
I just listening in. I wasn't even expecting to be heard. I was just listening in because I know, you know, it's just sick my stomach. Enough respect to Brother Sean, the new Black Panther Party, for, you know, standing up and doing all these works. It's appreciated.
Yeah.
We need more of you black men, real black men, you know, amongst us. We women, we don't have that black strength out here. You know what I mean? We have
mm.
to be the man. Well, I don't want to be a man. I ain't trying to be one, but, you know, it's like we have to be strong for ourselves because these Negroes are so pussy, they're like bitches, you understand? And, you know, we're not, I don't know, brother. I wasn't expected to be one, you know, be heard because I'm not that eloquent in my speeches, you know, and talking. But I just want to listen and see if there's going to be a solution for this madness that's going on, you know. I said death to all Batman and all kind of oppressive behavior, black and white, black power, Mr. Straight, you understand? You know, I mean, I like no white man, no white woman, no Negro, no nigger, because a nigger to me, it's just a spineless black man or woman that, you know, side with a cracker trying to get a tap on the friggin' ass or whatever to get ahead, to be accepted. But for what? Because these crackers don't love us. You understand? So,
that's right.
I don't know. Just enough respect to Brother Sean and the whole new Black Panther Party all across the globe, you know? So that's all I wanted to say. So
yeah.
Black Panther.
I appreciate that. Black Power, and appreciate you holding the line like that, and we hear your plight and hear what you're saying, and as we talk, hopefully we'll give all kind of solutions. I think they have quite a few. A national champion going to give some too, but I mean, just keep listening. It is a solution. You might not like it. Some of y'all might not like it, but it is
well,
one.
To hell with them. Listen, to hell with all who don't like this nasty, decadent, this nasty shit that is going on. Death to Obama and him fuckery and if Michelle or whatever, we don't even know what these friggin' people are. You understand? You know, it's just ridiculous. But enough respect, like I said, to all of the new Black Panther Party, Brother Nzinga and all, I don't know, all I don't know, real black man. You know, I said, right now, our powerful black man is so few and limited. Y'all need 10, 15, 20 queen on your side, and you can have it, you know, through righteousness. You understand? And just that, just to build our black nation from what the fuck this is. You know, what we have going on here, you know, we need to resurrect a new nation of kings and queens, you know. It's not enough
that's
black
right.
men
right.
about the
that's
place.
Right.
So enough respect to Uno, and that's all I have to say. Black Power.
All right. Thank you, my sister. Black Power to you. And we want to bring in our master chairman into the discussion. as he got a lot on his heart and a lot that he can add to this discussion to help push us forward. And I want to open the microphones up to our general and national chairman of the new Black Panther Party, General Hashim Nzinga. Black power, sir.
Black power. Can you hear me?
Black power. We can hear you. Yes, sir.
Let me say this. We didn't defer the dream and beat Jim Crow, beat the Civil Rights Movement, beat slavery. We didn't listen to Dr. King, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, W.E. Du Bois, Charles Hampton Houston, Richard Allen, Prince Hall, David Walker, Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, Marvin Delaney, Sergeant on the Truth, Benjamin Barnett, Christopher Otto, Paul Lawrence Dunbar, Phyllis Wheatley, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, Paul Robeson, Carter G. Woodson, George Washington Carver, Ida B. Wells, Madam C.J. Walker. We didn't listen to people like Roy Wilkins, Murray McLeod Bethune. We didn't get the great works of the Henry Turner, Henry McNeil Turner the most. We didn't read all the legislation that Alan Clayton Powell Jr. wrote, brother. We didn't listen to Elijah Muhammad. We didn't watch Charles Drew put blood plasma on the mouth. And we didn't watch Shirley Chisholm say she was unbought and unpaid. And Ralph Bunch, Joe Louis, knockout cracker. Benjamin Hook write great speeches. Minister Louis Farrakhan go all over the world and travel the whole world as a dignitary after the Million Man March. We didn't watch Maya Angelou write all those great poems. And Earl Graves get us right on the business track. And Mike Roberts get us right on the business track. And Rosa Parks stay on the bus. And Arthur Ashe kill him in tennis. And so many others that we don't have time to acknowledge. But we didn't collectively learn from the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad, who we owe our struggle to in this movement we call the New Black Panther Party. It has to be acknowledged clearly. And his young protege, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, we didn't travel these roads and travel this far. Brother Sean, we did not come to this milestone in history to debate a nightmare. Homosexuality is a nightmare. And it's not worth, and I don't give a goddamn about nobody calling us homophobia. I don't give a damn how they're going to spin this. Somebody had to stand on that wagon like Sir John the Truth and saying God's still God. God did not take slaves through the Red Sea, as the Bible taught us. He did not have all these grandmamas and granddaddies and mothers praying for another day so we can get in these black institutions and these schools around this country. God did not allow us to use Sankofa to go back to Africa, for us to spend so much damn time on such a low subject matter as homosexuality. Ain't no damn man ever been created to be behind another man. I don't give a damn how you write it, how you write the script, how you set up the plot, how you set the movie, how you set the backdrop, and I don't give a damn about none of your actors. God ain't never meant for no damn woman to be standing up putting 9 batteries in some machine, jamming it up another woman's behind. The hell with all the language that's used to make that righteous. It's unrighteous and it's filthy. It's unhuman. And you fucking acting like animals. Call it what it is. And the hell with anybody who wants to debate it. Ain't no damn debate. The debate is over. If your sonogram showed you had little nuts, you're a man. If it showed you had a vagina, you're a woman. be about God's business and shut the hell up. The whole problem.
That's good.
We got brother Sean. The whole problem we got, everybody want to figure a way to get along with influential people in the world. But as we study the influential people in the world, most of them done sold out. Most of them need a damn update on who they are. Most of them need to revise their fucking agenda, man. And so many people want to get into the banquet room. So many people want to sit at the head table. So many people want some of them fancy-ass plates and spoons and forks in these crackers restaurants. And just to be in the picture that they selling their damn soul, man. But I'm going to remind you like the simple black people remind you. If you got faith the grain of a mustard seed, we're going to push their ass into the ocean. We come out with hindsight and insight and research that we know, not enlighten our people, that we shouldn't even, like I said earlier, we shouldn't even be debating with the struggle and the equality that we struggled for and the contribution that our people have died for and with the extensive research that's on the book. And now you go into a damn restaurant and see women kissing each other in the mouth right in front of your kids. See men rubbing on each other right in front of your damn children, giggling and laughing. We sitting here trying to do something about it, trying to make it plain that it's, trying to figure a way to make it plain that it's not me, but if that's what they want to do. Hell no, man. Mm. That ain't what Dr. King got assassinated for. That ain't what Fred Hampton got assassinated for. That ain't what Marcus Garvey got chased out this country for. That ain't why Booker T. Washington rode a horse from Hampton to Tuskegee to start Tuskegee University for to build scientists and engineers. That ain't what Charles Drew pioneered blood plasma for. That ain't what Nat Turner was willing to get on a horse and go fight them crackers on that plantation for.
Teach.
That ain't why they hung Denmark Basin. Here we are spending so much time and money on this issue, man. But the white man is a genius at taking your eyes off the prize. Taking your attention somewhere else. This is a very critical time in African history. Next week, Monday, our mentor, Dr. Mike Roberts, was telling me next week, 32 heads of state from Africa, 32 heads of state from Africa are going to be at the White House. Why ain't nobody talking about that? 32 heads of state. Africa got 54 nations. 32 of the heads of the states of Africa are going to be at the White House. It should be all over the news.
That's right.
But the Jews ain't going to put that out here, man. Black Power Radio got to talk about that. And we're going to be live there next Monday, and we're going to make sure, Sean, that we talk to a lot of those heads of the states next Monday on Black Power Radio.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, I came on tonight to talk about the future and the faith. The policies and the planning of the new Black Panther Party, the development of a program and education of the new Black Panther Party. As I've been now chairman since March, a very short period, and people are expecting a lot. And when you follow the shoes of a Dr. Khaled Muhammad, and you follow the shoes of Attorney Malik Doula Shabazz, you got a lot on your plate. Remember I met the Honorable Dr. Malana Karanga. He was telling me about how he struggled to get us to celebrate Kwanzaa. And one of the main things that I love about Kwanzaa, Kucha Chakalia, self-determination, brother. And after Kuchachakalia, then you can get to the unity and the responsibility and the creativity and our faith and the economic pieces. But the first thing, John, we got to realize in Swahili, what Kwanzaa means is first proof.
Mm-hmm.
And when we realize the ritual of first fruit, John, first means we were first. Then we would come back to understand Nia, which is Swahili means what? Purpose. So you got to understand who you are before you can set out on your journey of your purpose. We have been so damn institutionalized. White man has a great impact on us, man. We can't ignore that. We can't ignore that some of us are dysfunctional because it was created in this society when they ruined our culture and took our culture from us, as Dr. Collier used to say. They took your mind, they took your four ways, they took all of these different things, and from the way you act, some of you done lost your mind. So I say all this, Brother Sean, to say this. We do not have time in 2014, going into 2015, to not be oppressible people.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have time not to understand nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have time in our growth not to master what we do. We do not have time to be babies no more in this power movement, man. We're
beyond that.
We cannot accept. We cannot accept anybody in the New Black Panther Party going back. It's forward only. Our focus got to be forward only.
Yes, sir.
We got to be positive. We can't deal with negativity. We got to understand clearly our meaning, man. Dr. Carter put 7 years into this. Attorney Shabazz put 12, man. That's 19 years, man.
Yes, sir.
And Aaron Michaels got the other 3 or 4 or 5 years. Then we go to talking like that. If we the baby and we the cubs, then we'll slip back to Huey P. Newton. We'll slip back to Angela Davis. We'll slip back to our brother Bush and Fred Hampton and so many. Then we'll talk about Mikasa Rick. We'll talk about Brother Jamil Amin, who we pray that we hear good and better news for. Just to understand, when I met Brother Jamil Amin and talked with him and talked with Stokely Carmichael and listened to their struggle, which is our struggle, and understanding that in my lifetime, I ate dinner with them, I worked with them, I organized with them, the struggle continues. But I say all that to say, we don't have no damn reason to make excuses when so many people like Amos Wilson then wrote the Black Print. Or as he called it, the blueprint.
That's right.
The impact that some of the greats that we like to name have put in our communities, put in our families, put in our civilization. They did the work. They did all the work.
Yep.
They did the work. We sit here and make excuses in every area we can when the hard work has been done. We have been successful in every damn area in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody touch us.
Mm.
We sitting there trying to reinvent the wheel, prove who we are, prove something to who.
Mm.
Who ruler are we judging ourselves on? The white man ruler. Well, I'm here to say on Black Power Radio to anybody listening, the black man ruler do not count. His rule is bogus and stolen and misleading, misguiding, and backwards and devilish hell. So if you're trying to set yourself up to follow the demands of the white man rule, you're going to be oppressed and you're going to be a victim, and the psychological damage you'll leave for your burden, to put on your kids will be a burden they can't get off of. You better understand, you better understand now that you don't need that white dog no more. Give your baby a black dog and let's go.
That's
I already did that in 1954 in Brown versus Education. we don't have to go backwards, Brother Sean.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here trying to act like we can come up with something new, but when you reflect history, man, it ain't nothing to do new. It's just go back and do the work, man.
That's right.
We're sitting there. Our problem, that was a great topic. I hate I didn't get to hear the first of the show. But that was a great topic to deal with homosexuality and the poison that expressed in our community is evident in the way it's taking us backwards. And it's a challenge that we have to stand up to politically, physically, morally, mentally, religiously, and spiritually, and condemn and beat the hell out of our community.
Yes, sir.
But another something else that's impacting us even worse is disunity.
The challenge of
us not to be able to agree on anything is indescribable to people who went through sharecropping. Before I came on, Brother Sean, total by accident, because I just fell out. I had a long week.
And
I'm telling you, there's going to be some noise in the background because you know I live close to Stone Mountain and they shoot off these fireworks. So y'all bear with me on Black Power Radio. But
yes, sir.
I woke up and Roots was on the TV and Chicken George was coming back home to find his family, man. And he was a free man. And them crackers were so mad that he was free, they told him, if you stay more than 45 days or 60 days, you're ours again, nigga. Why am I bringing that up? They told Chicken George, yeah, you free. You got free in England. But now you're over here with us. And if you stay on this plantation more than 60 days, you back ours. What I'm saying to us, man, let's get off the goddamn plantation. We free. And if we stay, these crackers make us back slaves, man. You understand? So here we are on a mission to continue Dr. Khalid Muhammad's work, the legacy of Malik Zulu Shabazz, to liberate our people, to be an influence. An organization that will influence our people to do things of consciousness, man. And I want to say this, brother. We cannot, Brother Sean, under any condition, fail this mission. But I want to tell the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, that this history that we're about to make will be documented. And I'm glad them cannons going off in the background because we're at war. Sometimes you got to work behind the enemy lines, man. You got to hear the cannons firing to make us understand that we ain't free yet out here, man. We're stereotypes, and we're put in a battle now in this society for liberation. And we're put in a situation where we got to be violent toward each other. But I want to acknowledge on Black Power Radio tonight that our spirituality has covered and carried us over and is about to carry us over again. We have to go back. Our race, Brother Sean, is in danger now because we lost the strength of spirituality. We think it don't exist no more. We don't think there's nothing greater, nothing more powerful than us. But I want to describe to the grassroots movement tonight on Black Power Radio, God is real. If you ain't registered, get registered to be
That's
a spiritual
right.
person. Because when you're not a spiritual person, you don't understand moral, what we're talking about in this homosexuality and all this struggle against all these immoral things we're doing to cause God to punish us, man. God is not going to do right by us till we do right by him. And we're heading down the wrong road. Any historian any scholar can teach you. The spirituality got to be in your heart and soul. And that brings out the humanity and sets your destiny. And when you face the clear choices, then you'll become to understand the word revolt, R-E-V-O-L-T. You got to revolt against all these injustices that we're encountering. You got to be willing to stand and sacrifice yourself. Sean, we had a man, Henry Bach, put himself in a box and mailed himself to freedom, man.
Yes, sir.
This is the pioneers that got us here, man, with getting a box with some damn water and a couple of carrots and ride on one of them wagons to freedom, man.
Yes, sir.
And here we are complaining. So a lot of people right now, Sean, are wondering and asking, generating the different questions of this new Black Panther campaign and where is this Hashim and Zynga going to take this organization? And how is this struggle going to continue? Is it going to get weak? Is this character...
That's what they want.
Oh, yeah. Is this character not of Dr. Khalid Muhammad?
Mm-hmm.
Is his intellectual ability not available to deliver the ideology of Malik Zulu Shabazz?
Mm-hmm.
Is he unpopular? Is he secondary? Is he elementary? I'm here to answer some questions, man, that are legitimate. That are legitimate. But I say to anybody who listens to Black Power Radio, the one thing I have experienced and been in this organization for 20-something years at the top, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad and the Honorable Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz are committed liberation leaders of the Black movement. But I say to my peers and my Black Panther family and Black Power movement that my personal experience with helping this organization in every critical hour and in every important moment, I factored in to most of the work that these great men have done.
That's right.
But I don't live off of ego. But I do say this about my beloved brothers who helped me develop, and I helped them develop. They're not gone nowhere. So I'm not out here. Brother Sean, you're not out here. Sister Amira is not out here. And all the other brothers and sisters, Brother DK and Supreme Captain, and Brother James, the National Information, and so many that are listening all over the country. We're not out here by ourselves. We're talking about decades of freedom fighters, decades of history. Now, what we got to work on now in the new Black Panther Party is better communication skills.
Yes, sir.
What we're missing now is not attitude, it's not the right spirit. We're missing communicating to our people what we're trying to do and what we are going to get done. And so, no, I haven't moved real fast to go public. No, I hadn't put on a Black Panther uniform and start doing news conferences all over the world. No, I haven't jumped on every issue in the last 5 months. Because the one thing I know for sure is the condition of the new Black Panther Party from the inside has to be overhauled. Has to be reconstruction. Has to be. The car looked good. The tires look good. The rims are shined up. The wax job is shining. But the carburetor ain't working quite right. So as you think, we're not jumping out here. We're not running around the country. I don't have to run around no goddamn country, brother Sean. I've done that for 24 years in this car.
Yes, sir.
I know the car needs a tune-up. I know the carburetor backfired. I know we need a new muffler. These are things you cannot see.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I'm not going to be arrogant, because when you become a leader, you become a servant of the people. But I am going to be intelligent. I'm not going to get out here and get us going down the main street looking good, spinning good, and the motor ain't no damn good in the car.
Yeah.
And somebody looked under the hood and say they've been had. No, so while I'm being quiet for a couple of months, you give me that time to overhaul this motor, and I promise you, when you get in the car, we'll be able to go where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
And so people wonder sometimes, you know, Brother Sean, where you going to rank among the leaders at the end of your journey? So at the beginning, when I came on, I read about 20 names right off, all Robus and all kinds of people, because in my hand I got a book called The Book of the 100, The Ranking of the Most Influential Africans Past and Present. And I read all of their stories, Brother Sean, and you know all of them have similarities in their stories. You know what some of the similarities are?
What's that, sir?
All our great leaders were disciplined. All our great leaders had insight.
Mm-hmm.
All our great leaders provided us avenues. So, Sean, as my research, extensive research, like many, many other people been on this program and been through what we're going through, this is nothing new. But I want to say this, Sean. I don't want to be a great speech giver. I want to build some incubators, as I talked to Mike Roberts tonight and yesterday. I want to build some incubators for young people in our cities where they can have somewhere to work out of. I want the new Black Panther Party to have the ability to not talk, but determine a resolution for the problem that we put on the table. We are always, always putting problems on the table and acknowledging the problem and going through the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But as great Black men and Black women, we have been denied the right to solve the damn problems, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to go out with the problems be left to my kids to solve. I want
That's
to
true.
Be able to put on record that we solve some of these problems, man, that we stopped Black-on-Black crime, not talked about it. We stopped homosexuality, not talked about it. And don't tell me we can't do it. Because in 1960, when Sergio on the Truth was a slave and still on that wagon and saying, God, still God, we free now.
Mm-hmm.
They changed things, man. Harriet Tubman didn't just talk. She took people to Canada and say, there it is, you free.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Good teacher.
But the white man don't act like we have no victories, man. He want to keep us into this sensationalism that we just a bunch of dysfunctional killers who don't care about our babies, don't care about our neighborhood, don't care about our family. When in Africa and in America, we've been the most influential people in the history of the world.
Yep.
And if you go to Schomburg, or any collection of history, if it's Fisk University or if it's Connie Milligan or Yale or Harvard, you're going to find the Black man in the books. and you're going to find them like Marcus Garvey, standing strong. So, Sean, let's not talk about good ideals. Because a lot of good ideals get left on the table. Let's do the full deal. Because what we don't want, National Chief of Staff, we don't want to get in our 80s and 90s and still be on Black Power Radio talking about inequalities and injustice in the struggle. We want to be talking about, we want to be announcing. Now, the struggle is never going to end. We know that. Mm-hmm. So it's a concept. The word struggle is a concept that will confuse you because you get so involved in struggle and negativity of the struggle and not have faith in, not understand the equality in the, and not give yourself the joy to understand that Elijah Muhammad, the little man Pooh out of Georgia, was flying on jets when the whole world was against him.
Mm-hmm.
And only companies all over America, they want to always talk about the honorable Elijah Muhammad like he was some little spiritual man. He was a businessman, too.
Mm-hmm. Teach.
He was a multi-millionaire with corporations all over America. They didn't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And only introduced the bean pot to you.
Mm.
He introduced cattle and the hills of cattle that God said that we have dominion over. He understood that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so my journey as the chairman of this party, Sean, will it be explained tonight? No. It will be explained in the history book after I'm long gone, and I promise you, Sean, if we reconstruct this thing and give it the right tune-up and finish strong, we will be something to be talked about. And you know, Sean, what revolutionaries like, they like to see them documentaries. I love that Angela Davis documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I love a lot
yes,
of different
sir.
Documentaries. And it showed the golden days and the golden times. It ain't nothing like knowing the beginning and knowing the end. Then you can tell the story, right?
But that's right.
Tell me tonight on Black Power Radio, Sean, what is it like not knowing the end? That's a great thing to confront. That means you can write the ending. You can make a dramatic ending.
Mm-hmm.
We know our big brother Fred Hampton ending. He didn't know.
Right.
He didn't know. We don't know what Brother Fred knew. As we studied Brother Fred, some of his speeches, he was, that's why I love talking about history. If you look at some of his speeches, he would be at a rally, and he'll start saying, "Free Brother Fred, Free Brother Fred."
Yep.
He wasn't even locked up yet. But he
mm-hmm.
knew, as a revolutionary, confronting the white man in America, that his ending could be locked up, chased after his country,
mm-hmm.
or death. So he would just holler, "Free Brother Fred, Free Brother Fred."
Mm-hmm.
Why did he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because he understood what he stood for, what he allocated for. And he understood if you were a heavyweight in that area in this country, and if you started to make achievements and accomplishments, then somebody would show up. Somebody would show up. Our brother out of Jackson, Mississippi in 1963 when he walked up that sidewalk to go in the house as he seen his wife and family peeping out the window and them bullets struck him in the back and Brother Megger Everett. He knew when he was working in the civil rights movement and confronting them crackers in Mississippi that it could cost him his life. He wasn't confused on that issue. That's why when you read his book, his wife would say he had rifles and shotguns sitting in the corner at every window because he knew any time they could try to attack his family.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, we got to have the courage. We got to have the courage. We have to have the courage of Muhammad Ali when the world was against him. And they said, man, in 1965, you would not be able to even get in the ring with Sonny Liston. Nobody even mentioned Sonny Liston's name in history no more, unless they mentioned Muhammad Ali first, because he transcended spiritually, brother. He might have not been the best boxer, but his spirituality made him unbeatable, man. His beliefs. So I say, man, to you, Brother Sharp, with your great work and your tradition of being on point, your fight ain't going to be in vain, brother. Your fight ain't going to be in vain. God got something for us to do. He wouldn't have shook up the world with the new Black Panther Party and got the name so hated and got it on people's consciousness all over the world, and our haters can take it or leave it. We're known all over the world. Even being dysfunctional, we're known all over the world. We've been about our father's business, Brother Sean. Have we done the job right? Hell no, we ain't done the job right, but at least we show up for work.
That's right.
Huh?
That's real. Real talk.
Development is a consistent thing, man. If development ain't a consistent thing, then go in the grandmama house and get the damn photo album and look at your little ass when you were 3. And then 6, and then 9, and then 11, and then 12, and then 20, and then 30, and you don't tell me you ain't experienced development.
Right.
You look at your little crazy looking self, them little funny hairdos and funny clothes on, and say, that wasn't me, was it? You're still developing.
Right.
So don't you sit there and act like the Black Panther Party can't expand, can't develop more. Can't organize better.
That's
be an influence on this world. Can't build a corporation. Can't build a new generation. Can't be national. Can't understand and carry out leadership.
Right.
Out of your mind. All of it's a concept. You got to decide tonight that you're going to make a difference. You got to decide tonight that you ain't going to be in the shadow. You're going to get out here and empower yourself. What am I saying, Brother Chuck? This is really a one-on-one mission. But united we can stand. And soon, very soon, we will be able to give our associates, as I would call them tonight, a blueprint of our campaign and our movement that's about to happen with the new Black Panther Party. And I'm telling you, we're not going to take no shortcuts. We're devising a plan in a very critical time in history, Brother Sean. And we're some of the richest people in the world, so stop acting like we're poor. Some of the most beautiful people in the world. Stop acting like we're ugly.
That's
we have accomplished and experienced more things than anybody. Stop acting like we ain't done nothing.
Each.
We're some of the most effective people that came up with some of the coldest agendas ever in history. Stop acting like they don't count. The transfer of power is for a reason. You don't transfer power to people who are not committed to the success of your mission. We're going to be about the new Black Panther Party. Agenda is simply be about our father's business. Not complex. I'm not trying to appeal to personality. I'm not going to appeal to personality. I'm not going to appeal to hypocrites. I'm not going to appeal to people who don't believe in us and who don't acknowledge who we are and where we come from and the influence we done had on the Black Power movement in America. That ain't my job. Why ain't that my job as the leader of the Black Panther Party? Because Colin couldn't do it. Malik couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Colin died trying, and Malik damn near died trying. Mm-hmm. How in the hell I'm gonna be the follower for 19 years of great man, great organizers, great nationalists, and watch they suffer, and watch the unrighteous attack them of our color. I ain't talking about the white man.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the activities and the attacks that came down on Colin and Malik over and over again and try to go please these same damn hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of your mind if you think Hashim and Zynga don't go out of his way to please the same damn tape recording that you push play on every time somebody tries to get up and do something about our struggle. I'm not engineered like that. I'm not built like that. I was built by a great scientist
mm-hmm.
who making me be committed to the improvement of our people and the conditions of our people. I'm not going to try to please Tom, Dick, or Harry, man.
Good teacher.
If you knock the stick off my shoulder, go pick the damn stick up. It'll be wherever you knock it.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm not into that childish mess, man. And for the people who know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. All we want to sit back and have something to damn say and ain't did nothing since you came out of your mama womb. Yeah, need to go back in your mama womb and be reformed.
Teach.
You're going to be described as a damn crybaby-ass hypocrite when they put the mark on your grave.
Real talk.
The oppressed people are perfectly oppressed by themselves, man. I'm talking about the crowd, girl, brother. I'm talking about our society. I'm talking about us keeping each other down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Sean, I'm a champion of our people.
Yes, sir.
And we will be successful in reconstruction of the new Black Panther Party with all our ancestors and all the education and knowledge that the greats have put in me and you and others. We will finish this race strong. We won't be denied.
Sir.
We won't be denied. And when not that man gun fire, when God gun fire, we're gonna fire off that line and we're gonna pass that baton and we're gonna finish this race, man. Believe that. Now, there's a couple of issues out here in the new Black Panther Party that's been on a lot of internet and been across the social network. And that's why I'm glad you and others, Brother Sean, took the position to deal with the social media. I'm not into that. I believe it takes too much of our time and energy, and somebody got to be focused on the mission. And other people are better at other things than others. And you know, I always believe you're supposed to play your position. Ain't no damn quarterback got no business at defensive end.
That's true.
Ain't no punter got no business being no running back. Play your position. It's still a team effort. So there's a lot of talk out there about our brother King Samir, who I know you probably made the announcement that the Black Panther Party has came up with the last of the money for his bail. And hopefully by next Monday we'll be hearing his voice on Black Power Radio. But I'm going to tell you now, and I'm going to tell everybody listening, the failure of Black America in the 1800s, 1400s, 1900s, and the 2000s, if too many people get on radio, and any kind of, I don't care if it was the Liberator newspaper at that time, the North Star paper at that time, we always want to talk about what should be happening. But if you can talk about what should be happening, why some of you ain't made it happen?
That's right.
A lot of people were saying the new Black Panther Party should have got King Samir out of jail a lot faster.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make an announcement to you if you didn't know it. We're freedom fighters, and we're broke as hell. And we've been begging masses of our people to support us for 24 years. When have you sent a goddamn donation to the New Black Panther Party? Get online next week. Mm. I'll open up all the lines of Black Power Radio. And I want all you damn hypocrites to call. And I say, I sent the Black Panther Party $20. I sent them $15. I sent them $100. I sent them $1,000. I gave them $10,000. You're out of your goddamn mind and you're lying your ass off. You ain't gave us shit. Not one motherfucking penny. All you done gave us is hell, on top of hell, under hell, and over hell. Shut the hell up. That's why our great ones die broke as hell, hurt as hell, and sometimes crazy as hell, waiting on you to do something except talk. Keep hell going and half you working for the white man anyway. Shut your ass up.
Each.
If you love Kate Samir like you say, go get him out.
That's right.
Have you been to the courtroom? Have you been to see him? Have you put money on his books? Have you wrote him a letter? Hell no, you ain't. Shut your ass up. You're lying.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
All you're doing is putting your little slimy, hypocritical, devilish ass little comments out there. Keep your goddamn fingers off the keys of the computer unless you're going to type something that's going to liberate our people.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Acting like you got a damn Harvard education. Your ass can't spell one word, and I ain't talking about vocabulary, I'm talking about spiritual, man. You got people out of their mind, man. They became social network heroes, and they stepped up our damn community. The champions of the damn internet. Ain't left your fucking room. You eat in the damn room with the computer. You shit in the room with the computer. You shower in the room with the computer. You sleep in the room with the computer. Leave that goddamn room. You ain't nothing but a damn computer robot. Committed to typing.
Yep.
Some things can help you and some things can make you and destroy you. The computer is a powerful thing, man. It can influence you for positive things and educate you. Or it can ruin your damn ass because you start living a make-believe life thinking you're something you're not because you could type a statement.
Right.
And we got to get free, man, and we got to be honest with ourselves, man. We got to be advocates of what's right, man.
Mm-hmm.
We got to stand strong like Malcolm X, man, by any means necessary. We got to embrace nationalism, man. We got to embrace love, man. And we got to stop being contributions to the destruction of the African civilization, man. We're trying to develop a new paradigm, man.
That's right.
And it's simple, brother. It's simple. The stage is set globally for us to do this. We just got to stop having these dramatic confrontations and forcing ourselves to be in confrontations with people we don't even supposed to be talking to. Let them talk to their goddamn self. And anybody who know me know I'm not Attorney Shabazz. I don't give a damn what you say about me.
Right.
Most people who say something about me ain't never done shit for me, no way.
That's true.
I'm a man of principle, and I understand clearly all of my enemies are not white.
Mm-hmm. Where it?
So as it's used so often in the black community, this is the truth hour. Don't you touch that dial.
That's right.
Man, we got so much going on, Brother Sean. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how much time we're wasting. These crackers over in Israel do a ceasefire with the brothers and sisters of the Palestinians and then start bombing their children the next 30 minutes.
That's right.
If you have a higher education, and higher learning, understand the order of the devil. The devil is deceitful. He's going to deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to build a new education institution for our babies, man. The New Black Panther Party don't do nothing else. We got to work with Attorney Shabazz and the others on National Education and the other distinguished educators and academics. to build a new education for our people. We are miseducated, brother.
Yes, sir.
So I'll say this tonight clearly on Black Power Radio. We got unfinished business. Some of the Black Panther Party unfinished is our little brother down there in New York locked up, Brother Hannibal. I watched this young brother develop. I watched him as a child. He has made me so proud. At some point, I remember when he gave me a T-shirt with his picture on it.
Yeah.
I still have it.
Yes, sir.
He was built from Dr. Collins to do great things, and his role is not over yet.
That's right.
That's very, very, very painful conversation for me to have. Because a lot of people believe I have failed Brother Hannibal.
Mm.
But my involvement in Brother Hannibal's life, spiritually, mentally, and physically, has been amazing. And I promise you before, and I promise you, when all the bells and whistles stop blowing, all the drums stop beating, I will play a great role in his life and the outcome. Don't let your ignorance or prejudice judge nobody but your damn self. And you will discover, if you judge your damn self, that you might have a little work to do yourself. All of us need a blood transfusion to get some of this damn white man experiences out of our system. Sometimes we don't need, sometimes we need to receive Brother Sean plain talk.
Yes, sir.
Plain talk, so we can continue this struggle the right way, brother.
Yes, sir.
You know, the new Black Panther Party has the one thing that assures me we're going to be all right on our side. And that's God, Brother Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my conviction. My conviction is this is a dangerous road that we travel on. But my position is God is on our side. You know, I walk through the valley. Ain't no such thing as fear, man. My conviction is on principles, man. My conviction was on principles when I joined the New Black Panther Party 20-some years ago. And the advancement and the movements of the New Black Panther Party and the equality that we have in our struggle helped our people come. And our book hadn't been written yet. Our history hadn't been written yet. But if we write it now, it'll be a landmark in Black history.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be dishonest with ourselves, National Chief of Staff, if we don't say, I don't care, Brother Sean, if you got a diesel truck, a 747 airplane, or whatever you got. Every once in a while, you got to do an overhaul after you get so many miles on it. Am I right?
That's real talk.
If you got a car, they tell you it's 3,000 miles, you got to change the oil. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So when I open up saying we're going to do an overhaul on the engine, I ain't saying that the car didn't do what it's supposed to do to get to 300,000 miles on it. I'm just saying if we wanted to go another 300 and some thousand miles, we're going to have to do an overhaul.
Right.
But I say to the Black Power listening audience tonight, Brother Sean, God ain't left us. This program and the 21st century program that we're reconstructing now, we have a profound impact on the lives of Black people and how it come out in America. And I'm so proud to say that, Chuck. There's so many people named that would never, ever be mentioned on anything, in no form or fashion. I would not want to be that person. I would not want to be that spineless, no good bastard that I go through life and nobody know my name. That means you ain't challenged shit.
That's right.
You just wanted to be safe. So I take this challenge as chairman of the New Black Panther Party. And I challenge the New Black Panther Party that when the story is written, God damn it, you write the story. Don't you put that story on nobody else. You write the story. That means don't be worried about Brother Hashim. Join Brother Hashim and be an influence in the New Black Panther Party. Get in the rank
That's
and
right.
file. You got talents. This ain't about being famous. This is about struggle and equality, man. It's about making a contribution, man, to your people, man. This is about understanding that God put you here for a purpose, man. You don't supposed to fucking go along with homosexuality. You just say, I don't really talk about that. That's something I'm not really, you know, you know. Hell no, I don't know. The hell are you talking about? You know. Get out of your mind. Get your ass out the room. Why don't you even open your mouth? Shut your scary ass
right.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one issue, but we act like that on so many issues. Get in the room with white people and all of a sudden we get another fucking consciousness. Oh, yes, ma'am, Miss Ruby. Hell no, Miss Ruby. Get your ass back. Turn that mic off. You ain't saying shit. You're saying the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to keep us in the dark. So let's education what you're saying. I mean, you Negroes stand up in the room. A white person saying something crazy as hell and tell them right there in front of everybody. You don't do it. Take your ass over to the crack of Starbucks across the street, buy that high-ass coffee and sit there and talk about, she was wrong for that. Why did you tell her then, goddammit? Where's your backbone? Man, our kids cannot watch a bunch of cowards, man.
Teach.
Half our problems, we didn't stop stuff when we seen it starting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're a maid. If that white woman say something wrong, you shove that broomstick up her ass.
Say it.
We got so much, Brother Sharon, so much to work with to act like we're so powerless.
Mm-hmm.
So much. Malcolm X said he don't get mad when the chicken come home to roost. And he's glad when the chicken come home to roost. What was he talking about in the history of time, Brother Charles? He was talking about when John F. Kennedy was assassinated. He had assassinated Patrice Lumumba. He was trying to kill Castro in Cuba, Khrushchev in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
He was at war with other leaders. And the chicken came home to roost to him. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's why I don't mind if my history be written that I was assassinated by these crackers. I'm fighting them, man. I acknowledge that I'm fighting them.
Yes,
I co-sign on fighting them. It's common sense to fight them. It's common sense not to hesitate to fight them. Anybody who's endangering your community, endangering your babies, endangering your wife, endangering your family, endangering and trying to control everything you do. You got one life. You one human being on this earth, and you let them do that, and you don't challenge them. You're out of your goddamn mind. You're dead anyway.
That's right.
The hell are you
right.
Sit here and God give you life, give you a mind, give you a heart, give you lungs, give you liver, give you kidneys, give you hands, give you feet like that cracker got feet, and you don't want to walk. While Booker T. Washington wrote, let down your bucket. He's saying, let down your goddamn bucket, black man. Get your own water. Stop asking the white man to let down his bucket.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about character, man.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to be a child in print waiting for somebody to give you your crown? You know how to get gold and mold it into a crown. Make your own crown.
That's right.
Putting on the white man news right in the morning. Write your own news. Then you'll know what you, then you'll already know what the news going to say.
Yes, sir.
Shape your own destiny and future. That's what we're talking about in the New Black Panther Party, man. We're talking about we're glad when the chicken come home the roof. We're talking about any mean necessary, man. We're talking about the blackest of black people, man, the green land we got to have, and if we got to shed blood to get it, let's get it on, man. That's the solution. Oh,
yeah.
Let's get it on.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no freedom,
yes,
without,
sir,
struggle, man.
Mm-hmm.
No people on earth ever got nowhere without struggling.
Right.
Yeah, we're talking about religion, we're talking about spirituality, but when you get through praying, you got to get up and put it on the line, man.
Yep. That's it, John.
Brother John, I'm talking about, this is the new board of education.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to engineer a new way out of this, man, for our people can stop feeling and being so damn powerless, man. We're not,
yes,
powerless people. We have never been a powerless people. I ain't going to accept it, man. I want equality,
sure,
now, man. I want justice now, man. I want a new government now, man. I want to confront this ballot,
yeah,
and these hypocrites in this system now, man. Not something I want to try to do from the grave. I want to do it right now, man. I want a new constitution right now.
Yes, sir. Good teaching.
The hell are you going to let us talk about a Supreme Court justice? Who are the Supreme Court justice? Men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Are they robots?
Yep.
Are they the space shuttle?
Men.
Are they aliens?
Men and women.
Mm. You respect what's right for you. Somebody make a decision that ain't right for you, you don't respect it and go to talk about, well, I gotta respect it. No, you hell, the hell you don't. The
right.
Hell you don't. That's what keeps you in the position you in.
Yep.
Man choking you to death like they did the brother. And ain't no air coming in your lungs. If ain't no air coming in your lungs and you respect that, your ass gonna die.
That's right.
Better get his foot off your throat and breathe. And when you breathe,
that's
hope
right.
God give you the energy and power to choke the shit out of him.
That's right.
Because if somebody choked you, they trying to take the only thing God ever gave you. And the only thing God ever gave you, if you understand this in part, is life.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no public policy. Ain't no human rights policy. Ain't no institution supposed to tell you no bullshit with your one life.
Mm-hmm.
Damn the American
mm-hmm.
symbolism. If it's killing you and raising up your oppression. And you
mm-hmm.
see it clearly, and you up there saying, I pledge allegiance. You pledge to what? The assault on you, on the institution of black culture? Man, implement a strategy to make you powerless, and you pledge to it? You campaign for it? Hell no, you modify it, and you come up with a strategy to change it, and change it right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We got to make the decision, man. We got to make the decision, man, that we're going to reach a climax, man.
Yes, sir.
And the requirement is easy, man. The requirement is just showing up. We don't even show up, Brother Chuck.
Mm. No show up.
We don't even show up no more.
Mm.
So the dramatic difference in the New Black Panther Party and the original Black Panther Party and Dr. Collin and Malik is no difference, Brother Sean. We advocate the return of the black man to the motherland. We advocate that we influence our people to do the right thing. We just
mm-hmm.
been fortunate and blessed that we've been through many, 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 many of the struggles that made this organization and this movement and helped develop it. And we got fortunate enough, and me and your leadership and others, that we know what don't work, bro.
Right.
Brother Sean, you know you can go in an AutoZone and buy a brand new battery and it'd be dead.
Talk about that.
It looked good. It's got a 2014 sticker on it, but it's dead as hell. But you're walking around putting it in your car saying it's new, but it's new. If it don't work, it's dead, man. No matter how good it looks. Don't let, I'm saying, Brother Sean, we got to be relevant. We can't let things mislead us, man. If it don't work,
right.
We got to try something different, brother.
Yes, sir.
Loving the white man do not work for black America. We need to immediately cease loving the white man. It's done caused us too many problems. It's published. It's not racism. It's not Hashim and Zing and New Black Panther Party distributing hate. It's the fact that the English and the French and the different people of white skin on this nation has oppressed the black man all over the world. We would have a black star line if it wasn't for Hoover with his white ass crushing Marcus Garvey. How am I going to let that repeat itself? Huh? We're talking leadership, but we're talking a different leadership. We're talking to the masses, but we've got a different program and a different ideology, but we're going to use the same foundation because it's already built. We don't have to rebuild everything. We just going to have to understand that the white man is not for us, man. He's our sworn enemy. I don't care how Sally is laughing at you. I don't care how Annie is saying she loves you. She do not love your black ass.
That's right.
Influence on these people have totally destroyed us. We have to read some of Phyllis Wheatley's poetry. Unfortunately, Paul Lawrence Donald Barr, poetry. We shouldn't be in 2014 writing the same thing on the paper, Brother Sean. So we're going to change a couple of plays. And we're going to win this game, Brother Sean. And to all the Black Panthers listening, Black Power Movement listening, the friends of the Black Panther Party, you get ready. We got some exciting things coming very soon. Brother Sean will be announcing on Black Power Radio. About to get the newspaper out. I'm going to stop talking, and we're going to be doing, and we're doing. We done made some very promising footsteps in 4 months. In 4 months, we done made very promising footsteps, but they're nothing like I want them to look like. And you will see the chairman. You will see the chairman. You will see the chairman. You will see change.
Sir.
So I say, hang in there. Understand clearly that it just begun. Understand clearly that it just begun. Brother Sean, I appreciate the time. And soon, soon I will come on Black Radio and open up the line the whole 2 hours. Any questions to be asked me?
Yes, sir.
So I'm not doing that tonight because I got a couple more things put in place. A couple more things to put in place. A couple more things to put in place. And one day I'm going to find that Harriet Tubman rocking chair. And when I get in, and right when we're done for our nation in this struggle, I'm going to write it all in capital letters because I'll be so proud of it. Thank you for your time, Brother Chairman.
Well, thank you for yours, Brother Chairman. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, this has been the National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, General Hashim Nzinga, who has given us this spiritual and political overtone on what we need to talk about. It's what we need to get us about this situation. And I want to make sure I encourage us to support the work of the New Black Panther Party
under his leadership, and that's the way we're going to do it. To break the effeminization of the black male and the butchering of the black female, presenting a new black image, black male, black female image is to be a new man and a new woman, a new Black Panther. Now, I know we got some minutes here. We overtime. Y'all in overdraft right now. So I want to try to get some more of these callers in here, before we lose the signal. But let me go to hit code 562-607-562-607. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Sound Saddam Kweli talking. We're talking about the feminization of the black male, the butchering of the black female, and the raising of our people. Talk to me. Welcome, Black Power.
Yes, Brother Sean, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Yeah, okay, before I say anything, I heard the little Piggy Wiggy's sirens very loud behind Brother Hashim and Zinga, and I'm hoping that he's okay, so everybody can check on it.
He's straight to go. He's good.
Okay, well, I have a question. Well, not a question. Someone had questioned me on Facebook about Angela Davis. It was a debate that I was going off on a brother who was thinking that all women shouldn't be revolutionaries, and he said something bad about Angela Davis. And this one sister inboxed me and was really bashing Angela Davis about her being gay. I went off on her, and I told her, I said, whatever that woman do behind her closed doors really doesn't concern me. As long as she's out doing for her people and love for her people is real, that's what's the main concern it is about. And then she started bashing Angela Davis being gay. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, first of all, what organization you with? She just said she was a black Hebrew Israelite and what they don't tolerate and stuff. I said, okay, that's fine. But what that got to do with building your black community? Then she jumped on the Black Riders. I'm a Black Rider Liberation Party member. And she goes, oh, do the Black Riders allow gay people in our organization? I'm like, no, what that got to do with it? See, that's what I'm saying. It's COINTELPRO all over Facebook, and they want to come on there and try to bash us and try to make us out to be gay and stuff like that. But I don't think that all, gay people should be in any kind of a black, liberation organization. And what do you think about that, Sean?
I mean, I'm not mad at the Hebrew sister for taking a strong line against Sister Angela Davis's lesbianism. That's not to say we turn a blind eye to her good works or anything, and we myotic with it. But I'm not mad at her for taking a strong line against it, because once again, that's practicing an alien culture. And I know for a fact that Sister Angela Davis had taken some of them ways, some of them European ways over the years. And, got involved with it. And I know very, very early in life, she was involved with George Jackson and some other strong brothers, So maybe mm-hmm. he's a hard act to follow. You know what I mean? But you can't really get offended if you're going to say that you don't believe that it should be in any black movement. You can't get offended if somebody take a hard line against her lesbianism. That don't mean we want no harm to come to her or anybody that's practicing that, but hell, we still got to take a hard line against it, and we still got to be principled with it. And bottom line is that it has to be run from amongst our community. It's got to be a separation.
Yes,
like the chairman just said, we're not with it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't make no apology for saying I ain't with it. I don't agree with it. It ain't cool. It shouldn't be in my daughter, your son's face. It shouldn't be in none of that. It shouldn't be in our people's culture, period. And so at a certain point, we have to separate ourselves from that alien culture. And if people are going to do that, they got to be the hell away from us. That's how it's got to go. Seriously.
That's
it's going to be a hell of a clash. So, you can respect it. You can respect the good of Sister Angela Davis like the rest of us, but you can't flip-flop on this homosexuality and this lesbianism and this feminization and all that. You can't flip-flop.
Right, I know. Yeah, I love Angela Davis, because of who she was and the plight she took for our people, So I don't, it's like, it's all, I guess I got unconditional love for her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but again, then at the same time, I am against gays. I'm totally against gays. I don't want no gay women around me. It's not like I'm trying to be hateful to them. I don't want none in our organization. But when she has been pushing program for so long, and then however this woman found out about her, now all of a sudden she hates Angela Davis. She hates this, she hates that. So she just forgot about all the work she's done, right, and the work she's still doing. Damn all of that, she's gay. Da, 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 da. But this woman is building a black community. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no, I'm totally against it. And all of that should not be thrown in our children's face. You know, but at the same time, it's like, I still got to love my people at the same time, because we got to help them change. We got to get them out of that, you know, get them back to the way they were. I mean, I can't say I can go and try to change Angela Davis. I wish I've never met the woman. I wish I could, but I just pray that she changed her ways and get out of that, because we love her, and I respect that woman.
I mean, and it's the same. We have unconditional love for our people, regardless to the condition that we find ourselves in. But we understand, like Dr. Collins said at the beginning of our intro, we understand the devil made him do it. You know, this is an influence. It is a hodgepodge of cultures. America's called a melting pot. And our culture, our original culture, has been melted, and an alien culture has been placed over us. And so, you know, that being said, we have to take back and be our original selves. That's the point I'm trying to make. And, you know, as great as Sister Angela is, she's not being herself when she's laying down with another woman. There's no way to slice that. You can't say just because she's a revolutionary or done great works that she's being her original self, or the way that, you know, she's created in nature to be, you know, by laying up with another female. So I can't cut that no slack, but I can still have love for my sister and love for her works like any of our other people.
Right. But that's what I wanted to throw out there, because it was really irking me that she was just bashing her, calling her names and stuff, and I really wasn't feeling that, you know? I really wasn't. But that's all I wanted
to say. Just got to be balanced. You know what I'm saying? Just got to be balanced. It's like the brother said earlier, we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and it's not like all of our people, some of our people can't be redeemed. But if you don't hold a strong line and hold that strong image and culture out there for our sisters, you know what I'm saying, and for our brothers, and let them understand that Harriet Tubman wasn't out there laying up with no females on no underground railroad doing an underground slide. You know what I'm saying? Then they won't never have that example. The only example they have would be a European culture that's projected every day in their face. So be the image that you want to see. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the image of a black man, black woman, and a black narrative that I want to see. You know what I mean? So just be that. And then we create a new culture, revolutionary culture, raise the consciousness, and put that idea into our people. That's a start.
Yeah, just like the brother was saying, when I had the debate with the brother on there, he was saying that no women should be in a revolution. We should be barefooted and in the kitchen at all times. No woman should be out there, and it makes us masculine or something like that to be a comrade or be a Black Panther or a new Black Panther Party member. It makes us masculine. How the hell? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we queens under the sheets, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to be killers on the streets. That's how I told him. I mean, it's like, but hey, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm fighting with him, and some of our brothers need to stop being like that. You know what I'm saying? And start looking not as equals, but as your helpers. I mean, yeah, y'all brothers, we love y'all. Y'all out there fighting for us, but we want to stand behind you and have your back, you know, with our guns ready. So that's how I feel.
Right.
I mean,
ambassadors, and then some women, some sisters are so strong, they go in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So people who think like that, they outdated, and they don't know history. You know what I mean? Because a lot of great women warriors, black women warriors, led from the front. You know what I mean? When the men were too weak to fight, or too punked out and sissified to fight, them sisters stood up and fought. You know what I'm saying? So they don't understand. It's not. It ain't about your gender. It ain't about a male-female thing. It's about your heart and your revolutionary aptitude and attitude.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, don't be pumped out by that. Don't. That's just that old male chauvinism. You know what I mean? Which is another topic, but that's just that male chauvinism. You know what I'm saying? That some of these brothers feel like a woman can't hold it down in the kitchen, in the house, so they hold it down in the street, and the black woman been doing that. The black woman over a period of American history had to go fight in certain wars in American history. And was, you know what I'm saying, when the man was, you know what I'm saying, in a particular position. But, I mean, I don't even want to get off and all that. Bottom line is, he didn't know what he's talking about. I wouldn't pay much attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Sean, for putting me on, man. You're doing a great job. Great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you for coming on.
Okay, we love you. All power to the people from the Black Riders.
All right, power to the people. Love y'all, too. Revolutionary respect. And, yeah, that's the real talk. I'll try to slide. Now, the call in here, we still moving. We in overdrive. We're talking about the effeminization of the black man, the butchering of the black woman. Is it a fantasy? Is it reality? What's your thoughts on it? What can we do to get up out of it? Talk to me, 319-471, 319-471. You on Black Power.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Black Power. And
Black
it's a,
Power.
A privilege to, it's a privilege to talking to you, Sean. This is Amanda from Facebook. I just wanted to say that I got a problem with the situation, how things are going with the homosexuality in our community, with the fact that it's throwing us off spiritually and breaking up families. And I just don't like that. Hello?
I mean, that's exactly what it's doing. You got a right to feel that way. We can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, that's the biggest problem that I have. And it's, you know, like I said, how I was raised is that, you know, it's man and woman. You know, the duality is a balance, you know. It's nothing about being with a man, and a woman, you know. How you gonna build your community of your people if you are going to practice that lifestyle which was basically thrown at us to separate us, you know? And that's another way of cutting us from producing. And
exactly. Exactly. That's right.
But otherwise, I'm sorry, I just came into this conversation late, and I just, that was my biggest problem is with the homosexuality, and as of us as a people, we, you know, we have to make sure that we teach our young generation to be strong, to think for themselves, and not to be very easily manipulated by the people that want to break us as a people, as a whole.
That's real talk, and I appreciate you taking that stance, you know what I'm saying, especially coming from a strong black woman in 2014. Appreciate you taking that stance, and it's most important because we got to go forward as a people, and we cannot go forward going backwards, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Yes, and I appreciate your duties and what you have done with the new Black Panther Party by all means necessary.
All right. I appreciate that. By all means necessary. Black Power, stay strong, Queen, and stay tuned. We're going to turn some of these brothers around and sisters around, and others we just got to separate from. But you hear about it.
Okay. Okay.
All right, Queen. Black Power.
All righty. Black Power.
I mean, I'm just saying, some people we're going to have to separate from, others will be turned around. You know, and I want to say, you know, in conclusion, I mean, we're talking about out there, you know, the Eddie Murphys out there. I talked about some of the mother celebrities earlier. We're talking about the Diddy Combs. We're talking about the Russell Simmons out there. You know what I mean? I talked about Tyler Perry. I talked about LL Cool J. I mean, well, I did talk about LL Cool J. you know, the Neos out there allegedly, Tyson Beckford's out there allegedly, you know what I mean, even John Legend's out there. Some say Busta Rhymes out there. I mean, just all allegedly, but what I'm saying is they projecting these images, and a lot of others are projecting these images, and I'm here to tell you we're going to fight against it. We're going to fight against it on the ground and fight against it in the air. You know, fight against it on the ground and fight against it in the air. Now, you know, I know we'll get backlash from the show, like our chairman said. We don't care nothing about no backlash. Don't care nothing about no ADL, no groups coming out talking about the homophobic. I don't give a damn about none of that. Just leave me in the streets and say it to my face. That's what I'm saying. So bottom line is, got to fight for our babies and put that warrior image in our babies' heads. The young black male, the black male has a right to be strong and be divine and into his warriorhood. And same thing with the black female, young and old, got a right to be strong, got a right to be divine. On the point of the pedophiles, we want you all to support our operation, point them out. You'll be hearing about that via LukeBlackPanther.com. Or if you know of a pedophile in the neighborhood or a molester or something like that, we're going to point them out and run them out in an organized fashion. You'll hear about that. But bottom line for this whole problem in dealing with this onslaught of homosexuality and lesbianism against our community is going to take a revolutionary answer. And the answer will be something that you may not like, but it's going to be real. There's going to have to be some separation. It's going to have to be some division. It's going to have to be some lines drawn in the sand. You cannot, President Obama and whoever else, you cannot assault our community with homosexuality and lesbianism and open all kind of legal lanes for the lesbians and transgenders and everybody else and scapegoat and let go of the black agenda at the same time. We're going to put the black agenda out front, put our values out front, put our culture out front, put our thoughts and our morals out front, and stand on a meiotic balance. And when you look at that arc, for example, for your conscious community, you don't see a stick and a stick. You see the stick, and then you see what represents the ovaries in the womb to make life, and that's the arc. So any of you out there who's in the so-called conscious community, comedic community, or whatever, sporting them arcs, and I've seen some of you out there, and you representing this homosexuality, you false flagging, and you wrong. Support the movement. We'll talk about this and pick this up again because I ain't letting up off of it. And I don't care who like it, who don't. Give me a call at the office, 347-903-0886, 347-903-0886. We'll talk further on this topic or email me direct at mvpphq@yahoo.com or nationalchiefofstaff@gmail.com and tell me your thoughts and tell me how you feel we can make this a real reality in your city. If it is a problem in your city like it is in minds of others, let's make it a real reality and fight these images of these weak, effeminate, sissified, punctified, homogenized, pasteurized black men and women, these butches, these dykes, these lesbos who have taken over and plan to make a nation of their own while we plan to make a nation of our own. It's black power for black people. It's power to the people. And remember, if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free. We look forward to King Samir touching the ground and look forward to the freedom of Hannibal Rashidine. Holler if you hear me.
Holler if you hear me. Yeah. Here we go, turn it up, let's talk.